chapter 21. All through that dreadful winter, heavy grey-green seas pounded the rime-crusted shores, and immense rolling waves hurled themselves high above the tide line. Sometimes the breakers nearly touched the mountain itself, but the extinct volcano stood solid, proof against all weathers since the dawn of time. Inside Salamandastron, for the main part, it was dry and warm, particularly the inner chambers of the honeycombed rock. Hairs of the redoubtable Long Patrol had made it so. It was not just a fortress, but a home in which they could rear their families in comfort. A young and very shrewd female hare named Sundew was Sunflash's constant guide and companion throughout the winter. She saw that all the badger's needs were catered to with the minimum of bother. His personal living quarters were quite high up in the levels of mountain chambers. They were big and comfortable in a rough way, as befitted a badger lord. Sunflash had awakened with a start on his first morning. Then, realising where he was, he rolled in a leisurely way from the cushion-strewn rock ledge that served as a bed, throwing wide the wooden shutters of a long rectangular stone window frame. He gazed out at the restless sea and dark, cloud-scarred sky, illuminated by that pale, dusty lavender light that often heralds the oncoming of winter. Hearing the thick cedar door creak open behind him, the badger did not turn, but remained staring out to the horizon. Sundew stood beside him, paws cupping her chin as she leaned on the sill, watching the birth of a new day.
"Going to be a jolly hard old winter, my lord,"
she said. Sunflash glanced sideways at her.
"Indeed it is, Sundew, and harder for me than most creatures, for I have a lot to learn about this place."
"Then let us go and have breakfast. When you have eaten, I will show you around your mountain and try to answer all your questions, sire."
The dining chamber was a scene of chaos. Hares are reputedly mighty eaters, and it was as if each was trying its hardest to live up to that reputation. Long trestle tables were packed with hares, from lanky, tough old males through to formidable-looking hare wives, leverettes of both sexes who fluttered their eyelids at one another while stuffing food shamelessly, and little ones with atrocious table manners who gorged and fought alternately. The food was good, but not fancy. Autumn pears and russet apples, nuts and berries, hot oatmeal, soft white bread, cheeses and herb tea, with flagons of cordial for those who wanted it.